We come this morning. We come with our hearts open to worship you. But thank you for the word of this meditative song. Jesus is a name that has power, has healing, that will bring hope into our hearts. That's what we need. And every day of our lives, dear Lord, is to have you as a Lord and Savior of our hearts. Dear Lord, we ask for your presence, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the sharing of your word is a holy work given unto us, but we are not worthy. Help us, Lord. Speak in us. Speak with us. Speak in spite of us. Let your word be heard, dear Lord, to change us so we can see your glory and your beauty. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Our sermon this morning comes from the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 9 up to verse 19. I entitled the sermon this morning, "What Does Your Heart Desire That Requires the Divine Providence of God?" What is the desire of your heart that calls on God to change a situation that we have found ourselves in it? What is the passions of your heart? Most of us turn your radio, your television sets just to catch the news. Unfortunately, the news are so troublesome. The news, breaking news this week, is about the shooting rampage massacre at the Amish school community, where 10 little girls, aged 6 to 13, as I was reading the news, it's too close, I have little girls of that age. They were violently gunned down by someone, a truck driver, milk delivery man, who comes maybe once or twice a week just to deliver milk to the school. We all know the news that they were forced to stand in front of the class and they were executed. 4 of them died instantly. 1 sent to the hospital and died in the hospital. And 1 6-year-old girl, the doctor and the family still talking whether to take her out of the life support so she would be taken home and die peacefully. How could someone with a clear mind or good mind could do such things? Troublesome. What a tragic news. Situations that the Amish community is suffering from now, and even our country is mourning because of the tragedy of the slaying of our young people, children. It becomes a contagious epidemic throughout the country. What is happening with our society? Someone has suffered with moral and mental illness from past guilt of his sinful behavior, took the life of these young people. A week ago, another sick individual entered Colorado school, took hostages 5 teen girls, abused, one of them was killed. What is going on? What is happening? The Amish community is suffering from the loss of their children, and some contemplate to keep revenge by pursuing lawsuit, but that was out of character. Would be out of character according to the Amish community beliefs. Some reach out to the family of the killer and offer help and financial support in the spirit of forgiveness. Some are still confused with the whole situation. What does your heart desire the most as you hear the moaning of the suffering of the innocents, as you feel the pain, as you see in your own eyes the gruesome slaying of young people, innocent lives? It's also sad to say that this week one of the elected congressmen was suspected to be a predator on the internet, but he sat in a committee to protect children. What is the desire of your hearts when you hear the horrific evil happening around us? Have these evil things concerned you? Yes, it concerns me. It does to me. May I ask a question? How about you and I this morning? Are we being excused from these affected temptations? I don't believe so. Unless we continue seeking that divine providence of God constantly, we will not be able to protect ourselves from the devil's attack to destroy our moral integrity. We need to continue seeking to experience and to know that divine providence of God in our lives. The ultimate desire for our lives today is to seek to receive the divine interventions, the divine manifestations of God's care and guidance in your life and in my lives. You know, each one of us, each one of us has an area in our lives that we need the divine interventions of God. It may be an area of our marriage, an issue that keeps coming up. We need the divine presence of God to resolve issues in our daily lives. It may be an area of our spiritual walk with the Lord, or a past problems that keep hunting our conscience. Unless we submit ourselves, seek the presence, that divine intervention of God, we will not be able to be protected from the attack, the spiritual attack of the evil to destroy our spiritual and our moral integrity. The The first three chapters of the book of Samuel indicates the similar problems that the people of God were facing at the times of Judges. As you remember, just before Samuel was born, Samson was called to deliver the people of God from the Philistines. But he was found morally and spiritually weakened. Also in the book of Samuel mentioned two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas. They committed adultery with women as they come to present their sacrifice and offerings to the Lord. The moral corruptions that we see around us is no different than what happened in times of the prophet Samuel. Bible commentary tells us the internal political life was completely disintegrated. The sanctuary service had perished. The priesthood was corrupted. Idolatry spread. Godliness and immorality has the upper hand. This deep decline is pictured in the beginning of the book of Samuel, in immediate connections with the description given in the book of Judges. In conditions of religious, ethical life under the high priest of Eli and the disintegrations of the priesthood by the godlessness and the wicked deeds of his two sons. What you've seen happening around us in our community is no different in the times when God called the family of Samuel. Could it be that the problems in our society is a direct result of a spiritual corruption in the religious, political, and social economics of our system? Could it be the suffering of innocence is a direct desire of this spiritual moral decline? It most probably so. But I have a good news for us this morning. We can get deliverance from the evil attacks to our spiritual and moral integrity when we seek to know and to experience the divine providence of God. The divine providence of God is to conceive in your mind, feel in your heart, that God exists and presence and his divine care and guidance is in the fear, in the affairs of your life. The good news for us, in spite of what's happening around us, it moves us to experience, to feel, and to be in the presence of a divine intervention of God. How can we, as members, how can we as people, vulnerable to all around us, experience the providence of God? How could we? If you turn with me to the first chapter of the book of Samuel, Samuel chapter 1, there you find a story about Elkanah and two wives, and his two wives, Hannah and Peninnah. Elkanah married Peninnah because Hannah, his beloved wife, was barren and unable to bear children. Do you remember in the story of Abraham and Sarah? When God promised Abraham and Sarah that you will be blessed with a child, And after 10 years of marriage, they did not have a child. So Sarah agreed to have Hagar to bear children for her husband. Do you know, according to the Jewish traditions, Elkanah was a type of Abraham. Elkanah was a God-fearing man. The Bible tells us Elkanah was a faithful man. Every year he would take his family with him to Jerusalem to worship the Lord. At the time of his commitment to worship the Lord, it was well known over the land how corrupted the moral corrupted of two sons of Eli who still perform as priests in the temple of God. But do you know, according to the scripture, Elkanah did not make that an excuse not to take his family to seek the presence, that the right, that direct intervention of God, so his family will receive blessings. Elkanah did not allow the corrupted priest to stop him, to stop his family from receiving blessings from the Lord. To experience the divine presence of God, we must submit ourselves to become faithful worshippers of God in spite of what is happening around us. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. I will read it for us. Years after year, this man went up from his town to worship and sacrifice to the Lord Almighty at Shiloh, where Hophni and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli, were priests of the Lord. Whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife Peninnah and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he gave a double of what? Portions of the sacrifice, because he loved her. And then, the part, last part of the sentence, and the Lord, what? Closed her womb, and she was not able to bear children. When Elkanah committed himself to worship the Lord, he discovered two problems. The two problems that Elkanah discovered as she committed himself to receive blessings and to experience the divine intervention of God, he discovered the spiritual and moral corrupted in the worship place. Two sons of Elkanah, of Eli, commit terrible sins before the Lord as they officiate worship service. The second problem Elkanah discovered was that her wife Hannah was not able to bear children, and it was perceived that she was under the curse of God. Do you know that these two problems caused many people to leave the church and rejected their faithful commitments to God, as we discover in our time? For these two reasons, people leave the church. When they see the church and even the spiritual leaders are morally and spiritually corrupted, people will lose hope and lose trust, and they leave the church. And also, when things happen in their life, people become so angry with God. People leave the church because they assume and experience God has forsaken them. These two problems Elkanah discovered as he determined to submit himself to be fully committed to become a worshiper of God. Could it be that the problems that we see today in our society and our community is because people lose faith in the church, because of the church spiritual is dying spiritually, and many people get angry with God? Could it be? I know a man who was faithfully committed to the Lord, serving all officers of the church, faithful man. And then a drunk driver killed her daughter in a runner over. After that accident, this man refused to be called Christian or even discuss spiritual things. He was so angry with God. Those two problems, moral and spiritual problems, is a direct attack of the devil to discourage us and lead us to our moral attack our moral integrities. However, Elkanah determined to become a faithful worshiper in spite of the challenge that could have destroyed his faith. Elkanah desired to seek the divine providence of God by becoming a faithful worshiper of God. And he did two things. Elkanah allowed God to be the only reasons to worship God. He determined whatever happens, the only reason he comes, he wants to be in the presence of a divine intervention of God. What is the reasons of your worship this morning? May Elkanah's desire, the only reasons to serve, the only reasons to live, is because of the divine interventions of God himself. Not only that, but if you read the part of where Elkanah says that when after the sacrifice, he will give his wife Peninnah and his children and daughters portions of the sacrifice, but he gave Hannah two, the double portions of the sacrifice. It makes a statement that Elkanah remind Hannah that God will respond and intervene in the way in the future to give herself, to give her a child. His worship to God is a statement of his faith that God will intervene in his family in the future. My family this morning, the problems happening around us is because of the spiritual and moral attack of the devil to destroy our integrities to the Lord. But we need to come to seek the presence of God. We need to come to experience the direct providence, the direct interventions of God in our lives by become a faithful worshiper. Determined the only reason is God. Knowing that our worship is a demonstration of our faith and our trust that he will perform or intervene in a way that we could not understand. You know, John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24, there is an interesting conversation between Jesus and the woman and the Samaritan woman. You remember the story. after Jesus revealed to the Samaritan woman that he is the Messiah, he led the conversations and point out the problems that she need. And one of the things she needed is about worship. The Samaritan woman said to Jesus, "You worship in Jerusalem, but we worship on the mountain." And Jesus responded. If you look, look at John chapter 4. John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. If someone read for us John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24, so we can hear the word of Jesus Christ himself about the true worshipers. Can someone read for us loud John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24 for us this morning? My family this morning, that's what the word of the Lord. To experience the divine intervention of God, that divine providence of God, God is seeking for the true worshipers who worship God in spirit and in what? And in truth. In spite of what's happening around us, Elkanah determines, only God be the reasons I worship. I determine to know that he will perform miracles in my life in spite of. Worship in God, in truth, and in spirit. When we choose to become faithful worshipers of God, we will experience the power, the intervention power of God. The evil attack to destroy our moral integrity will be defeated because the Spirit of God is with us. What is your reason of worship this morning? Is there burdens in your hearts? Are you looking for an answer of your problems? Maybe, but seek to be in the presence of a direct divine intervention of God. Count in spite of what struggle you've been going through, he will perform a miracle in your lives. How could we experience the divine intervention of God? Samuel chapter 1, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. I will read it for us. In the bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prevailed and prayed to God. And she made a vow, saying, "O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head." Hannah make a vow that she would honestly loyalty to God in spite of. The Bible tells us that Hannah lived in a miserable life. The Bible says that God closed her womb. She was not able to bear children. And it was a shame and disgrace for a woman to become childless. Not only God closed her womb, but her rivalry, Peninnah, provoked her into tears. Hannah lives with the bitterness of her soul, as she weeping and praying. She was internally miserable from the ridicules of the people. But the Bible tells us this morning manner determined to remain honestly loyal to God. To experience the divine providence, deliverance of God in our lives, we need to remain honestly loyal to God in spite of. 1 Samuel 1:13 to 16, I read it for us. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "How long will you keep on getting drunk? Get rid of your wine." "Not so, my lord," Hannah replied. "I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my souls to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out loud out of my great anguish and grief." My family, this morning, to remain loyal to the Lord, we need to pour out our hearts in prayer. We need to come to God and pour out our hearts, our frustration, our anguish, our everything in our heart we need to pour out to the Lord. But you know what happened? When we pour out everything to the Lord in prayer, God will fill us with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will defend our moral integrity. As Hannah pouring out her heart in spirit, in prayer, the Spirit of God filled her heart. And she said to Eli, "Don't be mistaken, thy servant with a wicked woman." We can defend our moral integrity, pouring out our hearts in prayer, as the Holy Spirit will fill it up with power, because we are so vulnerable with things and temptations that the devil brings in our way. Hannah refused to be mistaken and labeled as a wicked woman, even though she was heartbroken that God did not give her a child. My family, this morning, to remain in the presence and to receive and experience the direct intervention of God, in our lives, remain loyal to God. Prayer is a powerful tool in our hearts of a faith to open the storehouse of heaven. I was reading from a Desire of Eight, from the Step to Christ, page 10. A powerful, I consider powerful tools that I can meditate in spite of what the devil attacked our spiritual and our moral integrity. Here's what the inspiring word says. Page 10. The heart of God yearned over his earthly children with a love stronger than death. In giving up his son, he has poured out to us all heaven in one gift. The Savior's life and death and intercessions, the ministry of the angels, the bleeding of the Holy Spirit, the Father working above and through all, the unceasing interest of heavenly beings, all are enlisted in the behalf of man's redemption. As I meditate on those words, God enlisted all heavenly powers when we come to empty our hearts to Him in prayer. The devil will have no room to gain victory over us. And we can enjoy and we can experience the deliverance, the providence, and the divine interventions of God in our daily life. Hannah remained honestly loyal to God in prayer, but she was faithful to keep her promise to God. He vowed to God, "If you give me a son, I promise I will give it back to you, that he will serve you in the rest of your life." When God bless us, don't forget your promise to God. Whatever things that he blessed us, don't forget your commitments and your promise to God. Give it back to him. It's not about us. It's not about you. It's not about this area, these material things. It's all about God. The things that are happening around us, the attack of the devil to destroy our moral and our spiritual integrities, we can counterfeit it by faithful, committed to become a worshippers of God. Worship in spirit and in truth. Remain loyal to God, pouring our hearts unto him in prayer, and be faithful in our commitments to him. Did you know the book of Samuel? Through the life and the struggle of Elkanah and his wife Hannah, there comes was born Samuel, the great reformer of the people of God, to bring back God's people and start to building up and prepare for the kingdom of David. It was through their struggle of their spiritual commitments to worship the Lord and remain loyal to God. The problems we're facing in our society, in our individual life, God has a good news for us. Seek to experience the providence of God, that direct interventions of God in your lives, by just become faithful worshipers. Remain loyal to God. For he enlisted all powers of heaven to redeem us, to deliver us from the spiritual attack of that evil one. We may be able to become reformers, ambassadors of God's kingdom on earth as we waiting for his second coming. May the experience of Elkanah and Hannah this morning be our prayer. We are vulnerable, but we are not forsaken. Claim the power of God. And through your influence and through our witness, we can probably save lives from the spiritual attack. The warfare that we're facing nowadays is all because of our moral and spiritual corruptness from all different layers of our systems. But God promise he is able to protect us if we become faithful worshipers, remain loyal to God, worshiping God in spirit, pour out our hearts in prayer, be faithful in our commitment. He will bless us abundantly, just like he blessed Hannah, not only with Samuel and seven other children. May God be the glory. Father God, as we come to worship this morning, our heart, our mind is troubled because of things happening around our community, and we are not excused from those temptations. But thank you, you promised thy deliverance, that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the host of angels, your word, and our faithfulness to seek to be in your presence through prayer, in the of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen.